Philadelphia Museum of Art will open an exhibit of pop art, which will include many of the touchstone artists of that mid-century movement, like Andy Warhol and Jasper Johns. From WHYY's Arts and Culture Desk, Peter Crimmins reports that International Pop is a show about how the art movement changed as it traveled around the world.
Pop art started in America and Great Britain as artists appropriated comics, advertising, and vibrant color to make work that flattened high art with conspicuous consumption. A first stab at a definition came in 1957 when the English artist Richard Hamilton said pop art is popular, transient, expendable, low-cost, mass-produced, young, witty, sexy. It was a movement of its time, but Erica Battle, an associate curator at the Philadelphia Museum of Art, says pop was not always pop.
Even in the United States, it was called New Realism at first. In Paris, the Nouveau Realists came together on similar ideas. Artists in Germany called themselves the Capitalist Realists and rejected the name pop. They didn't want to seem like they were just importing an American idea. Artists in Brazil rejected the idea of American pop because America was kind of complicit in a military dictatorship at the time. And so pop had many kind of local vernaculars.
In some countries, pop art was one of the only ways artists could comment on violence and censorship. Artists in Brazil used pop to describe political oppression. In Japan, where America still had a military presence, it was a mishmash of American comic books and Japanese woodcut prints.
America's this rising superpower, but it's not always embraced. There's an element of critique, contrast, of rejection. The spread of culture is something that's felt throughout the world from this kind of nexus of America, but it's not always celebrated.
In accordance with that original definition, the show includes plenty of work that is young, witty, and sexy, including manipulated Italian movie posters for Marilyn Monroe and lushly painted canvases of brightly colored cake. I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.